Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony. Thank you for coming.
And I am Corey.
And we have guests.
Yay, we have guests. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have John and Adisa. We haven't had a couple on in so long, and they are poly. So we're excited. Okay. And tonight we are going to play 21 questions. So I hope you guys are ready and willing to play with us.
Ooh. All right, before we get started, what is everyone drinking?
This is whiskey and coke.
Okay.
Whiskey and coke.
You drinking anything, Adisa?
No, I ate a gummy.
Okay.
That's good. That's an acceptable thing.
It mm-hmm. is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Corey, what you got going on over there tonight?
I just got a little red wine tonight. Taking it slow.
All right. All mm-hmm. right. Look, Ebony?
I am back on my tequila. Okay. I love this. It is so smooth. This is like the best tequila I think I've ever had.
What's the name of that tequila?
It is called Hotel California. Mm. It was gifted to me for Christmas, straight out of Mexico.
I've never heard of
and
that.
And so, yeah, it's so smooth and wonderful.
It's out of Mexico and it's called California. What?
Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Look,
there is a Baja California in Mexico. So probably has something to do with that. I'm not certain, but there is a Baja California. Okay. Went wine tasting there last summer. I am drinking some Riesling, a German Riesling, this evening.
German Riesling.
Cold or room temperature?
I actually chilled it, but normally it's room temperature because I really don't like cold wine. But I went wine tasting this week. I mean, went to a wine festival this weekend. So I've just been a whole wino the whole weekend.
I believe
it's still collecting. Mm-hmm. So John and Adisa, say it again.
Thunderbird and Great Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's from back in the
not
day.
Not Thunderbird. Do they still sell the Thunderbird?
They do still sell. I got some over here right now.
Oh, wow.
And they sell all the old school
they still do
beverages. So John and Adisa, we thank you guys for coming on the show. And let's get into these 21 questions. And again, the rules for 21 questions, normally you cannot pass on any question. You must answer all the questions. There may be your response may spark an extra question that is not a part of the 21 questions. And this is the first time that we've ever had a couple do the 21 questions. So this should be very interesting.
Okay.
Let's get this party started. Yes. All right. Having sex on the first date is called what, John?
One night stand.
Mm. Okay. All right, Adisa. What's your response?
Is it not?
The beginning of our relationship.
Hey, okay. Those are the answers we're looking for. Come on.
He looking like...
Wait a minute, let me correct it. We did not have sex on the first date.
We did.
No, we didn't.
We did.
No, we didn't.
Does the tip count? Does the tip count or not?
The tip count.
The tip count.
Where was it?
Because it penetrated. It's sex is mostly...
It penetrated because we got penamarried.
There we go.
Right. Yeah. As long as it penetrates, that's why we got penamarried.
Okay. All right. Going 50-50 on the bills. Yay or nay? And why?
No, that's a old school man's thing. I don't think it's should be a 50-50 thing on the bills. Not, I mean, you know, there's other things you can be kind of equally yoked on, but the bills, no, I don't agree on that at all.
Okay. How about you, Adisa?
No, man. No, I think, like, well, in our relationship, John is going to carry the bulk of the bills. That's how I think it should be. The man should carry the mortgage, the bulk of the bills, and I take care of the house. So anything related to the house, the groceries and all of that stuff, I take care of that.
Okay.
Amen. I think 50-50, right. We roommates. I don't need a roommate. I
yeah.
Need
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, John. You get to a fine ass chick's house and her mattress on the floor. Are you fucking her or nah?
I'm fucking the shit out of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Adisa, you fucking a dude or a girl if the mattress is on the floor?
Hell no, I got bad knees. What the hell, I'm gonna get up. I get down now. I'm gonna just have to live. Just tell my family I love them. I ain't coming.
Hey, put your mom on the phone.
Okay.
I ain't never coming back.
Oh goodness.
All right, so listeners, y'all know if y'all want to get Adisa, just put the mattress on the floor and she ain't never going back home to John.
Oh, and she cute. She a keeper. Like she cute too. Yeah.
All right. Period sex.
Back in the day, I did, but now I'm too old and my stomach is weak.
Okay.
My stomach weak. Back in the day when I was 17, 21, yeah. You know what I mean? But now I'm a little queasy.
Adisa, you giving up period sex or no?
Well, no, I'm too old. I don't have no period. Okay. I'm good.
Listen, the better the better. Put some down.
No more. I can't say, oh no, I'm on my period. You know that's a lie.
But she'll still get it anyway.
He said, all right. You got some other holes. You don't have to use
that's
that
what he'll say. He's like, your mouth ain't on.
Your mouth ain't on the period.
I'll make an exception for this one. I'll make an exception. I'm like, damn it. Come on. Shit.
All right. You find a prescription bottle in a chick's room, in a chick's medicine cabinet that you've been fucking for a while. It's for STD. What do you do?
Oh, that's a good one. I would definitely question her on, because it could be old. Could be some old shit she just forgotten to have in that motherfucker. But, you know, that'd be tough. You know, of course it's over with because she should have came and told me. Because, I mean, hell, some of that shit you just can't get rid of overnight. So, yeah, you know, I'm done. And we're going to have a serious talk. You know, it's going to be some legal shit going down. Real talk. You know, I ain't never put my hands on no woman and shit. But goddamn, I mean, you know, you probably just killed my motherfucking ass. Yo, can I say motherfucking ass?
You sure can. Okay. All the motherfucking asses that you would like.
Okay.
Adisa, what you got?
What type of medication are we talking about?
It's an STD. It's just an STD.
Antibiotics?
I mean, sure.
It depends on what we taking it for. If it's the ninja, yeah, we might have to call the law.
Hell yeah.
It's just a package.
You just damn killed me.
But in all honesty, those conversations should have been had before you got to the medicine cabinet.
And all right.
If you're worried about catching something, you should have been protecting yourself from the beginning.
Oh, that's true too.
Hmm. Yeah. What if y'all did have the discussion? What if y'all did have the discussion and just she forgot that shit was in there?
That's what you said. It might have been old. It might have been something she had in the
There's so many different variables to it. I mean,
well, what if she just stopped taking? What was her? What if her last day was today?
That day. Then I'm in just as much fault as she is because if I'm gonna take a chance at this stage of my life and fucking a chick raw, then I'm in just as bad shape as she is, because I should have been the one to say, hey, listen, do I have anything to worry about? Is everything okay? And this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. Do we need to go to the clinic together?
Mm-hmm. You know, do you trust that? Let me.
If we go together? Oh, yeah, man.
No. Do you trust that the person, y'all had the discussion already, so... Yeah, whatever. You had the discussion. They say everything's good. Do you trust that that person is good, or do you
No. Not anymore. Not ever, really. Because now people are so skittish to just to take a fucking test to see if you got the common cold. You know what I mean? So now, you know, you don't want to walk around with a mask and all that kind of stuff and everything. But I don't trust anybody until I have to go out and see it myself. Because then I'm going to say, oh, you know, you're so handsome, this, that, and the other. I know you ain't got nothing, but damn. When was handsome a cure?
Right. You don't look like you got anything.
Right. You feel me? Nah. Mm.
Now, you based your response on going raw. What if you had wore a condom? Would you care?
See, and that's a good question, because I would definitely care, because the condom can break. Nothing is guaranteed. We could sit up there and be doing oral sex and she or I have a cut in my mouth. Then what? I mean, it's a done deal. Or you may have not even purposely brushed your teeth a little rough that morning. You feel me? And scratch yourself. Boom, you got something. So yeah, I mean, there are chances and risks to it. You can take every precaution in the book and it still won't help. I mean, it's
all right.
That's the risk you take when you have sex. Even if you use precautions, you're still taking a gamble.
Right.
Like, I took this young man to the clinic, to the STD clinic. He needed a ride. I took him there and he's looking at this girl, because they separate everybody. They have their own little separate clinic here that they put the people who come there to get treated for STDs. And he's looking at this girl like, I wonder what she got and is it worth me catching? I'm like, can you clear up one thing before you go get something else?
Jesus.
I promise you. He was like, she's so fine, it's worth me taking a chance. I'm like, your little nasty self ain't even got rid of the first thing.
She must have been cute. Was she cute though?
She was. But she wasn't that dark.
She wasn't that damn cute, huh?
She wasn't that darn cute.
Adisa, if you were a sex position, what sex position would you be?
Good question. If I was a sex position, which one would I be?
Don't look at me.
Probably 69. Because while I'm giving you yours, I want you to give me mine.
Okay. All right, 69. John, how about you?
My best sex position?
No.
If you were what position? Yeah, if you were a sex position.
Baby's
like, oh, let's do the John. What position would that be?
Let's do the John.
Yeah. Ooh, that
would be a motherfucker. Damn, y'all got some good questions. Probably something outside.
That ain't a position. That's
no,
a location.
That's a location.
Like doggy style, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, wheelbarrow.
Probably missionary, because I like for my nipples to lick on when I'm fucking.
Okay. Boring.
Yeah, John would be that, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about as far as like, if I had the ability, like, we're going to go out here and do the John, and then John is fucking outside. You know, like voyeurism or some shit like that or whatever. So I would be in a dictionary as we're going to go do the John. It's like, you know, outside. Some freaky shit outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh. So when I think of the John, I don't think of outside. I think of my stomach.
The bathroom.
What's wrong with your stomach?
You got to go to the John.
Exactly.
Like going to the John.
But see that in my world, that would be totally out of the question of it. It'd be like, wait a minute now, hold up, we're gonna do this.
Ooh, I have a question. Because remember how we told y'all that the questions come up? Just if somebody wanted to shit on you.
No.
Just not like not up here, but just like on your stomach or on your
nah,
nut nowhere.
No.
What about pee?
Well, I mean, ain't that squirting?
It is, but we're not talking about when you're fucking and you're making her squirt.
Some people swear it's not.
Yeah, not when you're fucking and you're making her squirt. I'm like, I just want to pee on you, so let me stand over you and let me pee.
No, no. But that's squirting.
You
got
to think about it. I think.
I mean, because I'm trying to think of, because isn't that the same thing?
No.
It's the same thing, squirt. No. If I'm sitting there eating a pussy and she's like, oh, you're from baby come, boom, 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 boom. And then like, oh man. And then so, I mean, that's fucking piss.
I guess so, but that's something that you caused versus, oh, I really got to go to, I really got to go to the restroom, but can I just pee on you?
She could have been turned on the fact that I'm going to get the fucking piss on you and get turned on and just let loose on you.
And that's okay.
No.
So you don't make nobody squirt. So you don't make people squirt.
I do, but see, that's the thing. It's really the same. So it's the perspective. So if I'm eating her pussy and she grabbed my head and say, you finna make me squirt, John.
The John.
Right. Then I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm with it. But if she just stand over me and I'm watching a football game, she just piss on me. That's not cute. That's not even a turn on.
Roll Tide.
It's a perspective.
If I had a ding-a-ling, I'd be peeing all over you. I'd be like,
man, that's the first thing I do.
That is so rude. So rude.
I'm sorry.
With a ding-a-ling comes great responsibility.
I'll be so
and
reckless.
One of them would be to piss on a person, to come on the face. Mm-hmm. I'll just slap a bitch with it. Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff that I would do with my dick.
What
I
would be so the reckless. First thing you would do?
Ooh.
I'm fucking like multiple people. I'm just gonna be
multiple
out here fucking.
Bitches.
Yeah, 9,000. So many kids out here. I'm gonna be a deadbeat ass daddy.
Ooh, talk about a deadbeat.
Fucking. Oh,
golly, the Lord knew what He was doing when He gave me this vagina.
Yeah,
baby.
I'll be a whore. I'll be a male whore.
Jesus.
Why is it most around, females?
I would just walk around with my dick just out. Just.
So you already saying you're gonna be blessed enough where that shit is thrown over your shoulder.
I mean,
yeah.
That shit just.
Yeah.
That's how I'm greeting people. I ain't even shaking hands. As soon as they put their hand out, my dick gonna be like.
What about you, Adisa? What would you do if you had a dick?
Shit, fuck every goddamn dick out
here. Yeah, pretty much.
Same.
Fuck every last one of them.
Yeah, I'm fucking in every hole. I'm gonna know what everything feel like.
There's a lot of responsibility, ladies. There's a lot of responsibility that you just don't understand. You have to take that woman in consideration. She may not want all that in her booty hole.
Fuck that bitch.
That's why I'm gonna be fucking multiple bitches. One bitch is gonna like.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's true.
Yeah,
you're right.
You just learned the great responsibility. Well, not just, I don't know, however long y'all just got that, learned that responsibility. Like, oh my God, with that comes great responsibility. You know, you didn't just get at probably from whatever time you started fucking till the first time you got married is when it probably ticked, okay, this shit, I have to be responsible with this dick. But before that, I know you was just throwing dick carelessly.
Let me tell you something. But do we have enough time? What, go on with the question. We're gonna go back to that one later on. Because I can sit there and tell you 28 years of motherfucking me being responsible. 28.
Okay. All right. Well, who taught you how to give oral sex?
Shit. It was this older woman. I liked back then older women. And I was doing it fucking awful wrong. Awful wrong. It was a mess. I'm all up there by her motherfucking navel and over by her elbow and shit. I didn't fucking know.
What the hell did you
do? It was just awful. I'm telling you, it was awful. Because it was just like, at first I was just like, the taste was like, wait a minute. Yeah, I thought it was supposed to taste sugar sweet. But it wasn't exactly honey. It wasn't nasty now, but I just wasn't.
I know, but ain't nobody who ever told you a pussy tastes sweet.
You know, when you're young, you talk when you're around the fellas, it's like, man, I got this sweet pussy. And so when you hit.
Okay.
And so you I'm took like, it damn. Pussy. Right. I'm saying that pussy must be tasting better than Fruit Loops. So I'm like, okay. I'm telling you. And I was like, nom, 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 nom. And she's like, wait a minute. I said, no, you don't stop. You don't stop. So yeah, I think I was 16, 17. And she was like 25, 28 or something like that. Well, she was an older chick.
Well, damn, that's a lot older.
Yeah, I like the older women because the younger chicks didn't know how to damn give no oral sex. That's good.
What about you, Adisa?
My first boyfriend when I was 16. My first girlfriend when I was 19.
Who taught you how to do those things?
The girl taught me more than a guy. The girl taught me more on how to please male and female.
Which sounds okay.
But yeah. The guy, I could have did anything. He didn't. He was just happy to be
there. He was just happy to be
there. He was just happy to be there.
John, demonstrates how you ate that coochie the first time.
Ooh, let's see that.
Okay. So, I said, wait a minute, hold on. Can you see? So this is the womb.
Let me give you some room. Uh-huh. The womb.
You were all up in the womb.
Why I ain't got that treatment? You ain't never because you, in my womb.
Because you're your wife and I want to treat you differently.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm sitting up there and I'm licking. I'm like, so this is the pussy right here. And I'm like this.
Oh, you missing it.
And I thought I was doing some shit. And then so I'm like this because at first I was just like, oh man, some motherfucking then Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes. And so I did. I'm like. And I was like, shit, I done fucked up. And so I'm telling you. So my young ass, I thought I went too deep or some shit and fucked up. Because she's like, ooh. And I said, shit. I looked around for a minute. Maybe I should do it. But the taste, the back taste. And so I'm in there doing all up on the navel and shit, all down the leg and shit. And she grabbed my head and shit and pushed my head down the pussy and shit. And I was like, nah, I don't like this shit. And she told me, get out of my house. I need a real man, this, that, and the other shit. And so I'm like, hell, you know, she an older female or whatever. She cooking for a motherfucker and all this old shit, doing that shit. And so I went ahead and ate it, but I don't, she said she come, but I don't think she did, because that shit was awful.
You got kicked out.
I mean, I'm licking everywhere. And then it was, you know, shit, back then, she wasn't into shaving and shit, and it was motherfucking hairy like a motherfucker. Goddamn, cha 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 cha. Shit, that motherfucker was like a motherfucking puffball. And so I'm in there, and so I came up and I had hair all in my teeth and shit. I had to floss and shit when I left and shit. It was awful. And so my homie was over there and shit. They ain't say shit. And then like my sister like saying, John, what's in your teeth? What's wrong? She was like, because I didn't tell her, you know, we're 6 years apart and shit like that. So she was like 10 or 12 or something. I'm like 17. And so I'm like, what? I was like, fella. I said, what the fuck is this? And I just started pulling shit and it was fucking hair. I've actually chewed this chick, Cootie Cat.
That is hilarious.
It was awful. Fucking awful.
That's beyond hilarious.
It was awful. It was
the worst experience. All right, let's see. Have you ever been told you suck at any type of sexual activity?
Yes.
What you suck at?
What's your activity? The first lady who pussy you ate?
Yeah, she was just like, you know, you just going on and fuck me and shit. because yeah, that was yeah. All the rest of them all these years didn't say shit, but they wanted more. So I guess I did something right. So yeah, she was part of the first that I can know that told me anyway.
I've never been told that.
Anissa, I'm a G. My shit been good since I started doing this shit. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Telling you, we done been with girls together and they be like, excuse me, can you let Anissa do that?
So you still ain't right about with that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, but here's the thing. So, I mean, listen, I'm humble on it. That shit don't bother me none because I think, me personally, that a woman knows how to please another woman. True. A man can sit up there and think he's doing this, that, and the other, but then you let a woman that know what the fuck she's doing and know what it takes to please the woman, you let another woman get up in there. I'm like, shit, show me what you did, baby. Hell, that shit don't bother me, goddamn. Show me your technique, goddamn. Gosh darn it.
Definitely. You can say that.
You can say that. You're fine. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. Would you rather find out the love of your life was born the opposite sex? Or not you, Adisa. Or would you rather lick a man's balls?
Ooh. Would I rather find out the love of my life was
really a man?
Really a man.
Really a man. Mm-hmm. So
they had a sex transgender.
They're transgender.
Okay. Yeah.
Or lick a man's balls.
I don't want to lick no man's balls, so I guess I'll take the less of the weevils. I mean,
weevils. You didn't put your jack down.
I mean, because that's the old saying. Well, you're too young to know about that. Whatever.
It's evil.
No, it's two weevils. So back in the day, listen, the fishermen used to say that they used to put two weevils down on the table. And they would say whichever one comes, and they would always take the lesser one because the lesser one had more strength or whatever.
You're so full of shit.
What?
You are so full of it.
We're going to take the lesser of the two weevils.
Well, if you want to say lesser two evils, that's fine too. But no, so I guess I'll take the transgender because I ain't going to lick no man's balls. I mean, at that point, I mean, shit, it's too late. I know I fell in love with the motherfucker and all this old shit. So, I mean, hell. It is what it is at this point.
You couldn't answer that question, Aziz, because you're bisexual, so it doesn't matter to you. You'd be happy either way.
Either way.
All right.
I'm like, you used to be a man. Me too.
All right. Have you ever tasted your own cum, John?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Okay. It wasn't. I mean, it was. I mean,
what it tastes like?
Put
some in the what cup. It tastes like? Was it salty? Was it sweet? Was
no, because like so. Melody? Like usually, what I do is if we have a party, something like that, I kind of eat like some pineapples, a lot of vegetables and stuff. I won't eat any kind of beef or chicken or anything like that because. Females say that it just tanks the smoking cigarettes and beef and chicken shit tanks the cum. So I'll eat something sweet, drink some juice, cranberry juice, pineapple juice, shit like that or whatever. But no, it's not something that I just sit up there. I mean, it's just one of them freak things, but it's not something I want to put in a cup and just drink, you know, in the morning before coffee.
Not in the morning before coffee.
Not in the morning before coffee. It ain't like I'm sitting there.
I always take a sperm with my coffee.
Okay, okay. That was up though.
Forget the creamer. Put your cum in here. Mix it up. No, I'm just playing.
No, you're
all
not.
Right, Adisa, that's fine. No, that's fine.
And listen, we're all family. We've known each other for 12 years.
I'm not a coffee person. But that's fine, though. But
we know what kind of coffee it is.
Adisa, how about you? You taste your own cup?
Of course.
All right, cool. All right.
To ask Adisa how hers tastes, because I already know. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I don't know.
You want to tell me something?
But she's
you want to tell me something now while we on the national TV?
You're a princess, so tell us how you know Adisa.
Inquiring minds want to know.
So sweet. Because she's so sweet. I already know she's
That's
sweet.
It.
Because she's so sweet.
Okay, Pimp. Mm-hmm.
Y'all cover that shit up if you want to.
Okay, Pimp. Mm-hmm.
Don't be letting the cat out the bag.
Not just yet now. Not just yet.
I'm just saying, what in the world is going on over here? All right.
Some new stuff on this show.
Emily, you want to ask your new question? Your normal question?
I will. This question is for both of y'all, but specifically for John. Do you like your legs thrown back?
Put you in the butt.
I've never had a female do that, so I don't know.
No.
Really?
Is that normal? She said, really? Because I'm like, was that?
I mean, I don't know. You guys are poly. Y'all sound like y'all very adventurous. Do y'all go to parties? I feel like
they
somebody should throw your legs back.
They host parties. The party
but no,
comes
so,
to
you know,
I can't imagine nobody throwing your legs
back. I mean, that's so just because we were in the life and stuff like that doesn't mean
I'm
that
trying
you,
to pitch it now.
I don't want to pitch it. I mean, shit, that shit'll hurt. I ain't that goddamn limber here. My knees fucked up, my thighs.
Well, you ain't got to have him throw back that far. Just enough for them to
well, you
be
say
able
throw
to eat
back.
The groceries.
You said throw back. And just because we're in a lifestyle, ma'am, doesn't mean that some woman is going to throw my legs back to my motherfucking shoulders and shit.
I mean, I'm in the lifestyle as well, and I agree with it, but I was just saying, you guys are adventurous. Somebody could have threw your legs back.
See, you can hold them up.
That shit I just did.
Ain't nobody never ate your groceries.
Yeah,
but no. But no, they ain't throwing my knee, my kneecaps are touching my shoulders. I mean, come on now.
You're taking it too far. They don't even gotta be back further. It gotta be back further enough for them to be able to eat the groceries.
No, it ain't gotta be like that. If I'm saying
men don't like to be on all fours, so
let me tell you something. So I'm different than most black men. Okay.
You like to be on all fours.
So I have had a female. What
you
she
like to be on all fours.
Listen, so no. if the situation hits, but I've had my dick sucked and had my ass ate out too. I didn't have my damn legs thrown up, motherfucking touching the ceiling fan. You know what I mean?
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about.
Basically having your ass ate. That's just another way to say it. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not used to. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I'm not used to how you kids.
Legs
right. I'm like
you kids.
I'm not used to how, shoulders.
Right. Like you know. Yeah, give me your legs.
And she just
brother.
Grab you and
right.
slap.
And then she just goes.
You know how y'all be doing y'all down there. Y'all push them legs up. You want your legs pushed up like that? How was probably
six? Yeah,
four,
you can suck. You can suck the dick, lick the balls, and then push your legs mm-hmm. back a little further and lick your ass.
Yeah, how tall are you, John?
I'm 6'3", and I'm not that limber.
Yeah, you can get your ass. You can get your legs thrown back. Yeah, some nice legs to throw back.
I'm saying is this. I'm not saying that it's not possible if I
nice
was double. Double jointed or some motherfucking shit or something like that or whatever. But what I'm saying is that I have never had a female just come up and tell my big ass or just do it. I'm going to push your legs back up in the air in a V and throw your legs up, brother, so I can sit up there and eat your ass and your balls and your dick.
If I was in a lifestyle,
You throw his leg back.
I would do it just because it's a challenge, because it ain't never been done. Hey, hey.
But
hey,
you know what, though?
Adisa, you have homework. Your homework is to throw John's leg. So
be vulnerable. Be vulnerable.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
For females, because it seemed like that you two are into that, is it more of a dominating a man type deal? Is that the perception I'm seeing or hearing? To put him in a position that a woman...
For me personally, it's not even that. It's a trust thing. He trusts me enough to allow me to throw his legs back, per se. So yeah, I mean, but it's not a power thing, but I do like doing it because of course, you know what I'm saying? I like, that's the same reason why I like throwing girls' legs back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is. I like to be dominant. So that is a way to be able to, you know, display my dominance.
I've never been in that kind of situation to accept it. Just no one has ever just came to me and just, if they sucking on my dick, if I'm laying down and they just throw it in the mix, it's like, I just start pushing my legs fucking back or just spread them in a V or whatever, just start goddamn, no female ever in my life. Now,
Adisa has homework. So the next time y'all on the show, we're definitely going to ask her, did she complete her homework?
Also, I have one other. I have a follow up question to the throwing the legs back, and it's kind of still in that same realm. Okay. But obviously, you've had your salad tossed. Have you ever been pegged, or would you allow Adisa to peg you?
No.
We've had this conversation because I am dying to.
Dang, that is so wonderful, Adisa.
That is so wonderful. And he has told me, if you find somebody that lets you do it, you have my permission. Because yes, that is one of the things that I want to do.
Look. Actually, this is the top to my, this is the top to my tequila bottle.
But I'm about to say, you want to hurt a motherfucker with that shit. I mean, goddamn, you see the point on that damn thing? Ain't nobody.
That ain't it.
This ain't it.
What?
I don't have one.
Well, go on, tell it then.
He said, go on, tell it then.
John don't even like to watch me use a strap with a girl.
Oh.
Really? Well, see, that's the thing. Okay, so pegging. Pegging someone is like probably the thing is just enough to reach the prostate. So it's very small.
Now that ain't what I'm trying to do.
You're trying to use your strap on with somebody.
I should have had the conversation with you before I had with
him. Yeah. You're trying to use a strap on with somebody. That's different.
Okay. Whole other fucking 10 to 15.
That is fucking somebody. A pegger is really small. It's probably about the size of like a small anal plug. Maybe that's just a little bit more slender. No. Yeah, it's small. So, it doesn't go any further. It doesn't
hell
go
no.
any further than hell.
She's trying to tear somebody's booty hole out.
It's a backwards bat.
We was about to have a threesome with this girl, and I was
about to.
No, it was before we did it. I had to go put the strap on before. So we was about to. And I go and I put the strap on. And I come downstairs and the girl was like, what you about to do with that? I was like, girl, I ain't gonna get it all in.
This shit is like the other end of a motherfucking bat.
Go get it, Adisa. Let us see it. Go get it.
The next time I come on the show, I'm bringing my toys. I'm gonna have my toys with me.
But yeah, okay, show me your pegger though.
And she kept saying like, "Oh, that's too much. I don't do that." And I'm like, "I'm gonna be gentle and all this." John was like, "They ain't even turn me on watching you with that."
I stopped and went upstairs and watched.
That's too much.
That is hilarious.
And then another thing is that with couples or threesomes or whatever, like, I don't ever want my strap-on to be more than what the dick is that's in the room. Like, how he gonna come up after that if the dick is...
We leave
the strap alone.
I mean, so that doesn't bother me. I don't give a shit if it's 17, 15 inches. It doesn't matter to me. That's a psychological. That's a weak man's mind.
No, I said me personally. I didn't say a man. Me right, personally, I just wouldn't want. But I always use a harnessless. I use the harnessless ones, and they're not big like that. So, you know, they're just average size.
But do you know the concept? The reason why you think that way? It's because. Well, think about it like this.
Because first of all, I think that way because me personally, again, because I like to be dominant with women, I will never allow a woman to strap on.
No.
With you me. So therefore, I wouldn't want nothing that big in me. So I'm not trying to put nothing that big in you.
I thought you were saying that you didn't want that to be, if you was having a threesome. You didn't want your strap-on to be the biggest dick in the room.
I don't want it to be because I don't want that big ass shit in me. So I'm not. I give out what. Well, his dick better be at least as big as my strap-on. Why is he in my room? Why is he fucking? I'm sorry. I mean, you gotta be comparable, or why are you even here? Like, I'm sorry.
He might be there to pay the bills.
Yeah, he would. He just pay the bills, but we wouldn't be having threesomes. His job would be the bill payer. His job would not be who we having threesomes with. I'm not having threesomes with somebody who can't hold their weight, literally and figuratively.
That's interesting.
I'm not. Like, if your dick is little, you don't deserve no threesome. And I said that. Quote it.
Copyright.
I'm sorry. Your little dick don't deserve a threesome. Shit. What we gonna do? Thimble... What we gonna do with that? You don't get it for
this. Sorry. Is a no.
Right.
Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered@gmail.com. Leave us a message. We welcome the feedback and comments and the show ideas. Ebonites, you know how I love your advice requests, so please keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Please make sure that you are watching us on YouTube. Rate us, leave us a review. Get in that message box on Thursdays when we upload the episode so that y'all can chat with us
some every messages Thursday this morning week.
By 8 o'clock.
Everybody loved the episode.
You think
it was really good. So leave us a review, select the notification bell so that you are notified every Thursday when we upload new episodes, Naturally Unbothered Podcast on YouTube. John, put that shit in your phone. I know you didn't do it before. I saw Adisa do it. I watched it.
Naturally Unbothered Podcast.
Don't make me use the N-word on here. I'm not trying to use the N-word on here. So please take care of that for me.
I didn't use the N-word, did I?
No.
If you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, we have tees, we have shot glasses. All right. Shot glasses, we have coffee mugs, tanks, tees, hats, everything you could possibly want. So please go to www.naturallyunbothered.org. .com. I don't know why I said org.
www.naturallyunbothered.com.
That is www.naturallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. Yo, if y'all want to know exactly what me and Adisa did at the party, or if y'all want to know exactly how far John's legs can be thrown back, please call 205-308-8304. That's 205-308-8304. And most importantly, I need y'all, if y'all have not heard anything else I've said tonight, come closer. Are you closer? Yeah, come closer, John. Tell your friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
All right. You close as you can be.
Yeah, you can back up now. You can back up now.
All right, y'all. So until next time, thank you for joining us and we'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my goodness. Here I go with the can't stop the show.